Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming babies, sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Oh, man. This is excitement tonight, you guys. I'm so.
Happy birthday,
Oh my God, this is the most hilarious thing, you guys. For years now, there's a couple of major sources on the internet that do not have my correct birthday. And I am not into birthdays, and whenever my actual birthday rolls around, I don't tell anyone. And this has been perfect subterfuge until today, when someone, Baseball Jordan, obviously brought me a cake, and another friend of mine gave me a pre-rolled joint. And it's the first time, and I've been doing this masquerade for years, and it's the first time anybody's given me anything. So I have to confess that that's what's going on. I won't tell you my actual birthday. Let's just pretend this is it. And only Doug Loves Movies listeners and people who look at other sources on the internet that do have it correct will know when my birthday is. I'm putting it on the floor, but that means I'm not going to like stomp on it or anything. Should I look at it? I guess I should. There's a card. I'll look at that later. That's for private moments. Oh, my goodness. I'll put it in a vine later. It's a Oreo cookie cake. Yeah. Oof. Sure hope no one else wants a piece, 'cause it's all mine. All right, I was digging in the prize bag too early. Have I said anything yet? This is Doug Loves Movies. If I mentioned that, hey everybody. I'm pretty sure I said that. We're at the UCB Theater, as usual, for a very unusual fake birthday show. Because it is Tuesday, May 7th, 2 Oceans 13. I think also this is the first May 7th that we've had a show in the like 6 years it's been going. Is that possible? Yeah. I think that's what happened too. Since last I spoke, you listened, I haven't done shit. Tickets are still available for my shows in Boise and Denver this weekend. DouglasMovies.com. You're late on my fake birthday? What kind of... Oh, thank you. Tickets are still available in Boise and Denver this weekend. DouglasMovies.com for all my tour dates. And also this Thursday night in Burbank, I've lined up four of your favorite guests for a 90-minute taping of Douglas Movies at Flappers. May 9th, 10 p.m., and I'm hoping like only one of them cancels at the last minute, because that's what happens when you get really good guests. Speaking of really good guests, these guys, they are no stranger to this program. Please welcome Leonard Maltin Game winner Werner Herzog and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. L-Dub is here, everybody. And Werner's been tearing it up on the Leonard Maltin Game.
I've been on a bit of a roll.
This will be win number 5 tonight, if you pull it off?
I believe it is only, it would only be win number 4 if memory serves.
Okay, I think this is your 5th time.
You would probably have the more reliable memory between the two of us.
It's written down somewhere. I cheated. I looked it up.
Doug, I was also fooled by the internet canard that it was your birthday today. And if it is all right with you, although it is not technically valid, I would still like to sing a traditional German birthday greeting to you.
I would love to hear that.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Ein, zwei, ho, 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 ein Pickel, kick, like, schon, toe. This is what we sing to all children in Germany for birthday, and it roughly translates to, soon this will all be over.
Sam Levine is here, everybody.
Oh, thank you.
To give a lucky person in the audience Undeclared, the complete series. And he wrote on it, 2 episodes of this show are amazing. How many were you in, Sam?
I think I was in 2.
You were in 2 of them.
Yeah.
The rest are pretty good. I'll let you be the judge of which is which.
Yeah.
Signed, Squiggle Squiggle.
That's me, Squiggle Squiggle.
Yeah, so that's a lovely prize. Thank you for bringing that.
You're very welcome. Also, when I was backstage, I ran into a big movie star, and he seemed to think it was your birthday as well, and he had to run, but he wanted me to give you this. It's from George Clooney.
What?
So
he wrote Happy Birthday, Doug, Love, George on there?
Yeah, it's on a dollar bill.
Was I know that
George
guy,
Clooney or George Washington I ran into.
He's always carrying around a red Sharpie.
He is. Happy
that
fake
George
birthday,
Clooney.
Doug.
Thanks, dude.
From me and George.
Thank you very much.
He grades papers in his spare time.
Also in the prize bag is a Douglas movie shirt and a Smug Life and a $10 iTunes thingy so you can buy some episodes of... premium apps of this program and others. And then also from when I was in St. Louis, there was an awesome food truck called Gorilla Street Food. They gave me some T-shirts, so I threw one of those in here.
May I ask, is this a restaurant run by gorillas?
I'm glad you asked, because I really think your next documentary should be this gorilla food truck. That is indeed, it's all run by gorillas.
Is it, do they serve food that is fit for gorillas or for human beings? I'm not going to stand in line to eat some leaves and bugs.
It's Filipino food, so you be the judge.
Wow.
What? What? Do you like it or not like it? That's all I'm saying. Look, you're a human, right?
Indeed.
And you played the villain in new on Blu-ray, Jack Reacher.
Oh, correct. Jack Reacheround.
Yeah, Jack Reacheround, as immature types like to say.
I was shipped a pallet of Jack Reacher Blu-rays. I would have had them last week, but I was not home when they arrived. I was making my usual rounds on my patrol of celebrity car accidents in the Hollywood Hills. So far, I have only saved Joaquin Phoenix.
So now if you see a car accident and it's regular people, not celebrities, do you just keep going?
That is for other people to take care of.
I see. All right.
Now, the two of you may be wondering, as is the entire audience, why there's a third chair and a microphone. And it's because...
Elijah is coming.
It is my...
For Jews only, that joke.
Yeah, and the door's not open. That's how that works, right?
In
you
this
have to leave the door open for him.
Only for a period.
Oh.
He's got a window.
All right.
With time to get there or otherwise.
I am actually unfamiliar with this aspect of waiting for Elijah. Elijah...
He's got a window?
He has a window of time.
Can you leave a window open when you close the door?
Not a literal window.
Okay.
A window of time.
What is the cutoff point for Elijah?
You know, I think every family's allowed to make their own decision, but it can't be open all night because bugs will fly in there. And they'll sit on the bitter herbs, and then you don't want to eat it.
I feel as if you are sending Elijah mixed signals.
Fuck off at dusk, Elijah.
Well... He's fickle, Elijah.
It's no wonder he hasn't shown up yet.
Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. I don't think Elijah's ever going to show up, so I just leave the door open for like a half minute.
Perhaps leave a key under the mat.
Or in a fake rock. So I decided to bring out the big guns tonight, Werner, and try to take you down. Intentionally.
And, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I've kind of been trying to do it every week, but he's
unstoppable. He's, the man is
he is like
an encyclopedia.
Denzel Washington in a train.
Yeah, Doug, well, that train was stoppable.
Unstoppable.
As it turned out.
Yes,
very misleading title.
Very misnomery.
I respect your naked aggression.
I think you can handle it. So the third guest is such a great Leonard Maltin game player that I am allowing this particular guest to show up really late, like super late in the show.
Wow.
And then when that person shows up, we'll chat with him for a second, him or her, and then we will...
good save.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's not Kate Micucci.
No, it's not.
Okay.
And then that person will play the Leonard Maltin game, and we'll hopefully get it in. Apologies to put your hands together, and to the UCB Theater, because it might push the whole night back. But
never has put your hands together been apologized to so early in the proceedings.
Yeah, I know what's going to happen, and I know about traffic getting across town right now, and so basically we've got some time to kill, gentlemen.
Okay. Well, there are other games that we can play.
I've prepared them. Don't, good.
Well, let you us have
me
worried.
For me.
Let us play all of the games.
Yes. We'll play all of the games. Yeah. But first, as we often do, you listen to the program.
From time to time.
Have you been to the cinema?
I have.
What
I've been to the cinema
see?
quite a lot recently.
What'd you see?
I saw two films that are now in theaters. I saw Iron Man the Third. Yes. And I saw Pain and Gain.
Like wow.
Yep.
Wow. There's only one person responded to each film.
Yep.
Two different guys. A yay and a nay.
And
I didn't realize we were voting on these films.
That'd be a fun sitcom. Yay and nay.
Yay and nay.
He's got a positive attitude. Her, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Right after an all new Detective Sleepy. So. What was I going to ask you about Iron Man 3? Oh, so lives up to the hype, you think?
Well, I tweeted about this, and I stand by it.
So you are on the record already.
I'm already on the record about this, Werner. I don't like to be accused of flip-flopping. If you were a fan of the film Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, because Shane Black has a very...
I did read that tweet.
...distinct... has a very distinct way of writing, especially for Robert Downey Jr., I think then you will enjoy Iron Man 3, because it is that same...
I would if Val Kilmer was in it.
Sort of off the cuff. Hey, this is just how people talk. What? This is how people talk in real life. I'm Iron Man. I'm Tony Stark.
But Robert Downey Jr. doesn't get to talk to anybody else who talks that way.
No, except I haven't rewatched the first two, but to my knowledge, this is the first Iron Man film with voiceover by Robert Downey Jr., which was a little strange.
I think you're right.
Since the first two did not have it, it was a little odd to have a third one with it. But it worked. I didn't dislike it. It's a good popcorn movie. I don't think it'll win any Academy Awards.
Does it begin this voiceover, "Ever since I was a little kid, I always wanted to be a man in an iron suit"?
No, but now that you say that, it should have. Is there any way we can throw your head into the ring for Iron Man 4?
I would love nothing more than to direct a film which involves so much science and so little nature.
But here's the thing with Iron Man 4. They're probably going to continue with the... it's a non-colonated sequel.
Yeah. I would insist upon a colon being inserted into the title.
We know how you love those.
I would
just go with Port of Call again?
I would entitle
Iron Man 4, Port of Call?
Iron Man 4, Port of Call, The Forest.
Whoa! Wait a second!
We're not going to have to stall at all!
Who is this? Wow! I can't believe it.
This is insane!
Sorry, I'm late.
Best fake birthday ever!
Wow.
I surprised you on my fake birthday.
I guessed the wrong Brit, but I was close.
Oh, who'd you think it was?
I thought it would be Edgar.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Boring.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That guy's he's not a movie
star.
He's not
in Star Trek.
He's not a goddamn movie star. This guy is.
Did Edgar beg you to dress up as Tintin and walk around?
I figured I could do promo and just walk around at the same time.
It would be,
for a film that doesn't exist, actually.
Take pictures for a dollar out in front of the Chinese theater. Thank you, Simon Pegg, for racing over here from the Jimmy Kimmel Show. I got a tweet from you today that scared me because it said, "I'll see you tonight, Jake, after JK." And that means just kidding.
Oh, does
but
it?
But it also means Jimmy Kimmel, yes. I had a start, but then we worked it out.
Because you guys always say "just kidding" after, like in the UK, we could say terrible things, but we never say "just kidding" because we just assume people know that we're just kidding. Whereas Americans are much more polite than we are, and they care about people more than we do, so they can go, "I'm gonna fucking kill you." Just kidding. Whereas we just go, "I'm just gonna fucking kill you."
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now and then you live in fear.
Now I must rethink all of these Guy Ritchie films. I didn't realize it was about a group of pals joking around with each other.
So yeah, Werner Herzog has been on a tear at the Leonard Maltin game, which you played one time in... at South by Southwest.
Yeah, I played it twice. I played once here, which I sucked really badly, but South by Southwest was good, yeah.
I brought you in as a big gun to take Werner Herzog down.
Because you'd forgotten the time that I sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were great at South by Southwest.
I was lucky.
You and Rainn Wilson were jumping into negative names before, and I had never even explained that aspect of the game. So it was pretty sweet, and so I hope you've got that same mojo here tonight. And you brought... your prizes arrived before you. That's pretty sweet. That's
the with the Paramount executive.
Yes, the Paramount person that is great friend of the show brought Star Trek Uno. I like to call it
on Blu-ray.
On Blu-ray.
Let's be clear.
Yeah, and Star Trek Into Darkness opens.
17th?
A week from tomorrow. Friday?
Yes, 17th.
Thanks, Sam.
You're very welcome. Actually, wait, I didn't read the article, but I think they said they're going to do it a day early. So it may...
I think there's some kind of early bird special going on with Star Trek.
Yeah, you could probably see it either Wednesday night or anytime on Thursday.
I heard
now.
It's happening tonight.
Yeah.
And we're missing it.
In this theater.
I'm
Have
gonna
you
act
seen
it.
The movie?
I saw it last week. I almost did a wee. It was... I had like, you know, do you ever get nerd tears when you watch something and it just makes you go, I got that. And it was like when I watched Return of the Jedi when I was 13 and I got, when the speeder bike chase got, I started crying because it was so exciting. I got the same thing with Star Trek. And I ain't just saying that.
Wow.
Yeah, I was lucky. I got to see a screening of it, and I think the fans are going to be delighted, but at the same time, new people can, you know, jump right in.
Absolutely. That sounds like something we've been told to say, but it's absolutely true. I'm glad you
said it. And we're like a big family. And
when I say it, it sounds really disingenuous, but yeah, it sounded real.
We're not going to renegotiate for the next one. You also included some Into Darkness t-shirts, which is nice.
And there's a whole lot of Star Trek guff in there.
And then we should have you sign this. This is like a limited edition poster that, like, with your name on it, that'll make sure they don't turn around and try to sell it.
Is it a Hot Fuzz poster?
They're all gone.
I think it's Star Trek.
Is it? Oh, all right.
While we're on the subject. But I should also mention,
I haven't seen that one yet, but I saw Hot Fuzz. I like that.
Thanks, Sam.
I was just hopeful.
I saw the trailer for The World's End, and it looks amazing.
Did Edgar show you that?
Yeah. I was at that. He screened it for an audience.
Oh, cool.
And they went, an audience that was waiting.
Oh, the Beverly.
It was at the Egyptian.
Oh, the Egyptian.
But they were waiting to see a screening of Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
And that played before it. And the trailer, I'm not going to give anything away. I think it debuts in a couple days.
It's going to drop tonight.
Tonight?
10:30 tonight. It'll drop on MSN at 6:30 a.m. my time.
So by the time people are hearing this, you can go find the trailer and watch it. And it's got thanks, Sam. You're so helpful.
Teamwork. There's teamwork going
on. You really
are.
You're an elf in so many ways.
Imagine if this was just a picture of me naked. I think that would be. Is it?
No, it's the poster for the movie.
Oh.
Hooray!
As predicted. So we'll have you slap your signature on that.
Absolutely.
And somebody's going to win all of this stuff tonight. And they're going to have like a movie night. I recommend that you watch Star Trek and then Jack Reacher. But they're both. Watch them both for sure.
I'm sorry, Werner, that he put your movie second.
That's all right. I understand that Star Trek is a much anticipated release, but I think if you are a fan of me and my energy, you will enjoy my acting performance in the film Jack Reacher.
I certainly did. I also enjoyed you in a little-known movie called Incident at Loch Ness.
Thank you very much.
You're tremendous in
thank
that.
Thank you. A few fans.
Yeah. Just a few.
Do you still have the tape of the man being killed by a bear?
I advise that woman to destroy it. I haven't received any follow-up. If she did, she was keeping it as a memento. In retrospect, I wish I hadn't listened to it.
Yeah, I get it.
I probably should have assumed that it would be unpleasant.
Sure.
For you, even.
Yes, for me, she said, this is the last known recording of him. I believe it includes him being eaten by the bear.
Oh.
And I said, let's give her a listen. And then as soon as we got to that section, I realized I probably could have assumed that it sounded something like this, that this is unpleasant.
Oh.
Better or worse than the movie Yogi Bear?
That's a real coin toss.
That's a Sophie's toss. So Simon, this is a part of the show. We you got over here so fast. It's awesome. We were talking about. Oh, suddenly I'm Chris Hardwick. That's so awesome. You came over here. It's amazing. I got questions. Doctor Who. Let's talk about it. World's End opens on August 23rd here in the States.
Yes.
Way earlier.
Yeah, it was supposed
everywhere
to be
else,
October,
right?
and then they bought it forward.
No,
August.
I mean, but it's opening soon in the UK.
It's opening in July. They bought forward the UK so we can promote it properly here. It was all a bit of a shuffling around, but it's a bit of a mad dash now. Yeah, but it'll be August 23rd here.
Nice. I like it. And have you had a chance to go to any cinema lately? That's what we were talking about.
On the plane over yesterday, I watched Oz the Great and Powerful and another one. Wait.
Phil the Not So Great
what
and Powerful?
What a ringing endorsement this is.
Oh, I watched Warm Bodies.
Oh.
As a fan of the zombies.
I have not seen that, but I hear it's cute. Nodding, you're nodding.
I love the book.
All right.
For reals?
I really do. Isaac Marion, who wrote the book, is a brilliant, brilliant book. I feel that obviously always with an adaptation of a book, if you like the book, there's going to be things that piss you off and make you want to smash your head against the wall repeatedly until blood runs down your face and you scream and cry.
Vivid.
Mother, mother, why did they do it like this? But with this film, it wasn't quite that.
A ringing endorsement.
Did you like Oz Great and Powerful?
Hey, look, I'm a massive fan of Sam Raimi. I think he's amazing. I think when you're taking on something like Oz, I mean, it's one of the greatest films ever made. You have to really, and it's you're never gonna draw level with The Wizard of Oz. It's just impossible. So, yeah, I loved it.
Now, I don't know if you and I have discussed this on the air. So, Oz the Great and Powerful, does that movie take place in the few seconds, Inception style, that Dorothy dreamt before dreaming about Oz?
No, recently I brought this up on the podcast because somebody corrected me.
In the books, I know.
Yeah, the books aren't. Yeah. The dream thing was invented by MGM and Hollywood for the movie.
Yeah.
So that's what's weird to me is that they still cling to that and have the black and white footage at the beginning and then him getting swept away and he's having a dream. So it's all very confusing.
I think the studio feared that people, if they believed Oz was a real land, they would attempt to travel there by tornado.
That's a real danger.
They didn't wish to be sued.
Yes.
And if they couldn't do that, they would fall into a deep state of depression like people did when they realized they couldn't visit Pandora from Avatar.
Oh, yeah.
That is real.
That still hurts.
People literally checked into mental institutions with depression because they couldn't visit Pandora. Kill
yourself.
Do
you think that some people want to... Do you think when some people get caught outside and a twister's coming, they take a belt and tie it to a pipe and hold on to it really tight and hope that that will save them, like Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt?
Yeah, they just want to reenact the end of Twister.
Yes. You got it.
I got it.
You know.
Before you said...
You knew where I was. You knew where I was going.
I got it, too. I just didn't say.
We all got it. Werner, I...
The movie Twister was referenced, I understand.
Okay. Werner, at any point in the show, you let me know when you'd like me to bite off my fingers. I will do it for you.
Fair enough.
That, of course, is a reference to Grizzly Man. No, Jack Reacher, Werner is missing some fingers.
It's true.
In that film.
It was a character choice.
I'll say you're a character. Did you guys bring name tags? Let's pick some name tags and then play the game. Everybody just go grab whoever it is you want to play for. I mean, grab their name tag. Don't grab the actual person. And then we will all... There's probably somebody sucking up to Werner because they knew he would be here. It's pretty...
Gwyneth's in there.
Pretty clever.
None of you got married.
I don't know what that means.
He's on his honeymoon, so I'm taking the name tag.
All right, Sam, who did you get? Tell us about your name tag, Sam.
I got Jason. It's a very
simple name tag.
Here,
show it to
me.
Jason, I'm on my honeymoon. Let me see a little bit of you there, Sam. There you go.
Are we going to be finding this? Is that the
end? Yeah, and who are you playing for? Oh, this is a nice one.
Can I just say, spoiler alert?
Oh. Picture of Gwyneth Paltrow in a box with Kevin instead of Seven on the front. That's fantastic. And Paul F. Tompkins is going to be back on the show soon. I always like to mention him.
I love that guy.
I like to mention him when Werner's here
because he's
show? Werner's favorite comic.
I wish Paul were here.
He's all right. I am playing for Jenny, who she claims on her name tag that she has traveled from Canada to be here this evening. She also includes one hug and one kiss.
Those are included. All right, so Jenny, Jason, and Kevin.
I believe Jenny and Jason are together. They are
son of a bitch.
Couple.
Wait a minute.
This you is guys just got married, and this is the first thing you do is try to ruin your beautiful Because only one of you is going to win. And maybe none of you.
Yeah. If I'm going to have to insist that whichever one wins, the other one is not allowed to ever watch the DVDs, look at the posters, touch
the
T-shirts.
Here you go, Simon. Go ahead and sign that poster.
Thank you. Yes,
and, Warner might want to sign it as well because he had nothing to do with
it. I'm sure that whoever wins would love this... this Star Trek poster to be signed by Werner Herzog.
They don't have an actual physical.
It would actually make
it
a very limited edition Star Trek poster. It will be a one of a kind. I suggest you sign it.
Limited edition, yes.
Wow.
This is literally only one of these exists. Look at this. Beautiful.
That is a poster I would be proud to have on my wall.
It's beautiful. One hug, one kiss? Or
super special.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
That was a close one. Thank you, Simon.
That's amazing.
You put those on there generally, don't you?
This is priceless now.
One or the other, never both.
You get a hug or a kiss.
It creates an unrealistic expectation.
All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game,
yay,
fellas. And we're going to start with Werner because he's the winner and that's how they do it on Jeopardy.
These are the rules as I understand them.
Would you like, rest in peace, Ray Harryhausen, a great special effects stop motion dude passed away. So the films that have his effects in them. Or at Haiku Sam suggested The Dark Knightley, and that's movies where Keira Knightley kills someone. And Breckin Meyer is actually celebrating a birthday today. So the films of Breckin... Are you familiar with Breckin Meyer, Warner?
Of course I am.
So which one of those would you like to play? Breckin, Keira Knightley kills someone, or Ray Harryhausen?
I would be remiss if I did not pick the Ray Harryhausen category as out of respect for a great man and his great work.
Also, so you're picking it?
Yes. I do not wish to be remiss. It is a bad thing.
I just thought there was a butt coming or something. Would you like a Ray Harryhausen joint from 1958 or 1963?
1958, please.
None of you seem intimidated by this category. I find that very exciting. 3.5 stars for Mr. Leonard Maltin for this movie from 1958. He calls it top-notch. A winner all the way. Good pacing and eye-popping special effects by Ray Harryhausen. And he lists four names. How many names do you think you need? Werner Herzog.
I believe that I can name that movie in two names.
Okay, and we go to Simon. Sam was looking at me, funny.
Well, I think it's going to be pretty much a guess anyway. That I don't know any actors from that period. I'm going to say one name.
So I'm faced with either saying zero names or saying Simon Pegg named that movie. In which
then
case,
be your options.
Since I don't want to be remiss either, Simon Pegg named that movie.
Do I get the name?
Sure. The names are Tonin Thatcher.
Oh, just
the
one.
The great Tonin.
Just one. Tonin. Stop reading.
And
stop
no
reading.
Other names.
There you go.
But I'm sure you have a guess.
Is it the Beast from 20,000 Fathoms?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Damn it is right. It's the seventh voyage of
Sinbad. Sinbad, of course.
I like how cocky you all played that.
I was not cocky
that
at all.
That is a tough category. Well,
awful.
You walked away with a point, Sam
Sometimes
Levine.
Sometimes you fall ass backwards
Sam
into them.
The man. Yeah. Aren't you one of those ones that doesn't like to win that way?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a cheap win.
Okay. But you'll take it, right?
I guess.
When,
just to get Werner out
of
here.
When you're a fan of the Cubs, you'll take whatever you can get, right?
Oh, that's unnecessary. And true.
All right. So Werner, once again, is at the up at the plate to select a category. And then we come to you, Sam.
All right.
And then to Simon. And you get to choose between at Nam, N-A-M, underscore Jyoti, J-O-T-I, suggested Werner Herzog. And it's not your film, sir. It's films with a colon in the title. Oh.
Werner is getting a lot of enjoyment out of that.
He enjoys things very quietly, though. And then we have the asparagus pee category, which is I just read the entire review and then the bidding begins and everyone's pretty much on board with what the movie is. Just becomes a game of how many negative names you can get it in. And at Yo-Yo Dine Inc. suggested, Are We There Yet? Films that take place in Russia. Which one of those would you like, Werner? And I'm sure you would be remiss once again.
The Russia category is very tempting, as all the movies will be bleak, but I cannot resist those colons.
They're super fun. And I was going to say, Star Trek Into Darkness doesn't have a colon on the poster.
No,
right?
We specifically removed the colon. Yeah. Not to upset you, of course.
It becomes a different title. It's less about the franchise Star Trek saying, here is the name of this Star Trek outing. We are going into darkness. It is saying that perhaps we are taking a Star Trek into darkness. All of us together.
That's exactly how J.J. Abrams put it, actually. It's the same wording.
I have never heard his name said out loud, and I thought it was J.J. Abrams. You saved me from embarrassing myself.
I forget, though. Does anybody say in the movie, let's set a course into darkness?
No, at no point. At no point is a course specifically set.
I mean, I don't recall them specifically going into
darkness.
Where
do you want to go? Into darkness?
I guess all of space is pretty dark.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's go that way.
Yeah.
Does anyone say at some point, let's go someplace scary?
Yes.
The year, Werner, is 1994. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that has a colon in the title. He says that this movie is contrived. And that its title is colon filled. No, he says. he says it's contrived, and he says that it has a lack of plot and purpose.
But that is balanced by the magnificent scenery.
So he's just desperate for something to do while watching that movie. He's checking out the scenery, and he lists. About 10 names.
Is it about 10 names?
Let's call it 10 names.
Okay.
L-dub.
It's exciting to see in person Sam Levine's mental illness as it pertains to this game. I have only previously heard about it prior to this evening, but it is thrilling to behold. His phony aw-shucks attitude about the rules while at the same time trying to make sure that you do not slip up in any way that could cost him a win is it's very exciting. You're a fascinating creature.
Werner, I know you, being the esteemed director you are, often like to roll in as late as possible before the beginning of the show. I myself get here early, so I have the pleasure of seeing how Doug prepares for the shows. So it would not be.
Oh, he's making
terribly
uncommon. I get high and then I don't know what I'm doing.
Doug,
thank
Doug
God
were
Sam's
to make a mistake.
Here to steer us in the right direction, away from darkness.
Oh, I'm saying.
Thank you, Sam.
No, thank you, Doug.
I'll take the helm.
All right.
Or the con.
I'm just happy to be on the bridge.
And could you, Simon, could you go fix something really quick?
Sure.
Because that's what you do in movies now. You're the guy that's running around fixing everything.
That's right. That's what I do, yeah. If you need someone who can fix things and makes funny faces, I'm your man. That's my job in Hollywood.
Who wants to watch a guy fixing things with his face not doing anything funny?
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. It's not worth our trouble.
I want to be. Can I be in one of your films? I just need to dispel the myth that I'm just some fucking comic relief guy they just drag in to sort of puncture the tension. Could we do something together?
I would love to have you in a film where you are a man who is obsessed with murdering a tree.
Okay. You heard it here first.
It's kind of an anti-Terrence Malick piece.
Yes, it would be a sequel of sorts to Tree of Life, where everything winding down.
Did I say 10 names? I did, didn't I, Sam?
You did, buddy.
How many will it take you to discern this movie with a colon?
We are very far away from the clues. I wonder if you might refresh my memory. 1994.
We have traveled quite a distance from the clues.
Beautiful. We've set a course away from them.
94.
Beautiful scenery.
Contrived.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of plot and purpose. And 10 names. 2.5 stars.
I will say that I can name this film in 4 names.
That's a serious bold bit. Mm-hmm. This is a very serious bit. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm gonna say Werner, name that movie.
I accept your challenge.
Your 4 names are Josh Mostel, David Paymer, Noble Willingham, and Bill McKinney. And the motion picture is called, and don't forget to say the colon.
Perish the thought.
That would be a good title after a colon.
Perish colon.
Rocky 7.
The thought.
Perish the thought. Oh.
I thought simply perish the thought. That there would be a whole Perish series of films, other things would perish.
Perish into darkness. No, it doesn't have a colon, sorry.
Sounds like you're maybe going to give this one up to Sam Levine. Simon raced over here, barely got to participate.
1994, David Paymer, Noble Willingham. Who were the other two names?
Josh Mostel and Bill McKinney.
It's very familiar to me, and of course, all I can see in my brain is a flashing colon.
I want you to pull this out so bad.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Doug, may I venture a...
Sure you can, you sore winner.
No, I'm
otherwise you would bite the inside of your mouth until blood dribbled down your chin.
I'm already dripping blood.
Everyone has to know that you know.
No.
Tell us.
No.
How about this?
No.
How about this? If you're wrong,
yeah,
you don't get to come back next week.
But
you have to guess.
I can't come back next week anyway.
Perfect. What is it?
It's City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold.
You son of a bitch. But for some reason, this is crazy, if you'd named it that,
yeah.
I would have said incorrect, because according to Leonard, it's City Slickers... colon. The search for Curly's Gold.
Wait, the legend.
The legend, whatever it is, but
yes,
no two.
No
There's
two.
No two in there.
Yes, he has misnamed it in his own app. So.
Do you think he misnamed it?
I do. It is definitely City Slickers 2.
I know it's the second one.
I just watched it this afternoon. That number distinctly comes up in the opening title sequence.
You really can fix anything.
It hurts.
Even Sam.
You just gave him. Yeah. No, you gave him the opposite of a Vulcan neck pinch.
Yeah.
You have to understand. I go through the day with this anger in my brain over movies, and this game. This game has ruined me as a human being. Do you know that?
You know what? Not to change the subject, but I take back my apologies to put your hands together, yeah, because this thing's coming in right on time. So I'm not apologizing to you. Put your hands together. Unless that put you out in some way that you thought it was going to run late and then it didn't, that might be a bigger problem. So let's keep going.
Yay!
You're saying the people in that show, their hair is still in curlers and they are wearing their house coats and such.
So Sam, you will join us again at your earliest convenience.
It will be 2 weeks from tonight. With pleasure.
I don't think there's a show 2 weeks.
Then it will be 3 weeks from tonight.
Okay. And the Honeymooners didn't write shitheads on the back of their signs, did they? Is there a shithead on the back of the box? Oh, yes, there is. Oh, I like that you did that so that Simon wouldn't do this. Who?
Yeah, that's...
Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay. Is that like a personal thing, Kevin? Or is this a family member?
Family member.
All right.
The listeners will enjoy it.
Yeah, the family member is going to love me trying to say the name and probably saying it wrong, right? How's it pronounced? Okay. I got it. I don't think the listeners heard that. And Warner's helping me out by getting...
Hey, Simon, did I read something correct that they were maybe going to be a sequel to Shaun of the Dead? Or
no.
Okay.
But The World's End is kind of a sequel to...
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's the
end of the ice cream trilogy.
Yeah.
And, okay.
And I always forget the name of the ice cream because I'm not
Cornetto.
Cornetto ice cream. And this is the mint chocolate chip Cornetto ice cream.
That's right. Yeah,
of the three flavors. Films. And that's what I was saying earlier, is the trailer for World's End has a nice thing that ties in all three movies in a comedic way.
I can't wait to see the trailer and then the film.
Tonight.
Tonight at 10:30.
And then not till August. But I do extend an invitation to, I've already talked to Edgar, and he would like to get you, Simon, and Nick.
I'm Simon.
Yeah, you are Simon. And Nick Frost.
Yeah, that'd be
and
fun.
And Edgar, the three of you on together.
Yes.
You'll probably have to come here to promote the movie in August.
We absolutely will, and let's make sure
that happens. Do that, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be brilliant fun.
But you know what? Audience, come every week until it happens, because you never know.
It might
already
be
got
next
pushed
week.
Up from October to August. It might get pushed up again.
And also, we've got our tree thing happening. That's going to be a...
Indeed.
Oh, a whole
we'll
show.
Do an episode of the two of you and the tree
of death.
I may change it up slightly and create a film about the obsessive nature of Sam Levine.
Werner, I would love to make this film with you because...
Oh, I don't think he would want you to be in it. I think it's just more of a...
I would love to see this
think
film.
Piece.
Anything to fix myself, because I'm broken inside, my friend.
It would be a Simon Pegg in Sam Levine, Port of Call, Doug Loves Movies.
I support that. I support everything about that.
And do you have anything you'd like to plug before we go?
I do, believe it or not. NBC decided that the Do No Harm program should see the light of day.
It should continue to do harm?
It should continue doing harm, but it will only harm people, this is real, Saturday nights at 10 p.m. starting June 29th.
Yeah, you got the coveted smash slot.
Yeah.
They moved that show when it wasn't working out. Yeah.
So set your DVRs or show up to Saturday Night Live early.
Set your DVRs to
why? Wait a minute. Do not set your DVRs. There will be no Saturday Night Lives in the summer. That is wrong of me to say.
They'll have reruns of Saturday Night Live.
No, if you like reruns and you like getting there early for them.
They would be...
Check out Do No Harm.
They would be setting their DVRs into darkness.
That is accurate.
Which opens a day earlier than we thought it did.
Yes, 16th.
Yeah, and then World's End on the 23rd. Of August.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Wow, it's their summer assignment.
It's a bit crazy. I didn't mean it like that, but it just happened. I'd just like to have it on a DVD for myself, to be honest, and give it to my mum. But that's not the way it works.
And World's End's not done yet, right?
World's End is in post. Yeah, we shot it, but it's nearly done. Edgar's working hard on it.
He went back to
to he's work done on a great it. Job. I'm so pleased with it. I'm very happy and excited for it to. For you to
I
see it, everybody.
All, we all are.
I feel conflicted about seeing these films because I feel as I watch them, I will not be able to escape the thought that I am intruding upon something that was meant to be private between you and your mother.
That could help in your interpretation in a way. I mean, it could be a way into it.
It couldn't hurt.
Werner, you got anything to plug?
Yes, sadness,
Despair. Any particular dates on those?
All the time, Doug.
Ongoing.
All the time.
Ongoing.
And
I'm attending.
Also, I'll be directing the Veronica Mars Kickstarter film. You won't like it.
It's for people who want to hate Veronica Mars. Well, thank you to all of my guests. Let's hear it for them. Sammy, the Mammy, Simon Pegg, Paula Tompkins.
No, Werner Herzog. Paul.
God damn it.
Paul was not here, but we wish him well.
And as always, Arlene Aquino is a shithead. I'm going to take a picture of you guys here in a second. And the rain on our honeymoon is a shithead.
It means good luck.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.